Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So we are 5 minutes away from college football kicking off on TV right now. And Diesel, you would think that 5 minutes before kickoff, we're talking college football, but we're not. This is what we're talking. Here's Adam Schefter, by the way, live.
Four-time Pro Bowl selection, who's had over 12 sacks in each of his first four seasons, to the Green Bay Packers in exchange for two first-round draft picks and defensive tackle Kenny Clark. The deal has been made. Micah Parsons is being paid in Green Bay. Week four of the season, we have the Cowboys versus the Green Bay Packers, and the Dallas Mavericks made one of the big blockbuster trades in the NBA back in February, only to be followed up by the Dallas Cowboys in August, trading away another young cornerstone piece that they had made no progress on with a new contract, that there were no negotiations in recent months. Jerry Jones was disappointed in the fact that he felt like he had an agreement in late March with Micah Parsons that would pay him $40.5 million a year on average. The two sides never negotiated after that. Micah Parsons never practiced this summer. He had back tightness that he went to get a second opinion on in California, and there were people who said that Micah Parsons didn't have leverage, but his agent David Mulgeta did have leverage. He had the leverage of Parsons' talents in talking to other teams, and the Packers were highly interested all along, so much so that they were willing to pay him more than any other non-quarterback in NFL history ever has been made. And we have another blockbuster trade 1 week from when the Dallas Cowboys will be playing the Philadelphia Eagles. 1 week from tonight on Thursday Night Football, there is a trade that has sent ripples across the National Football League.
I mean, Diesel, we're 60 seconds away from a college football game on TV. Like, we're on the right channel, aren't we? Yeah, we're on the right. 60 seconds from college football being played, and we hadn't even spoke about the college football game being played. I mean, yeah. What are we doing?
We're about to put toe to leather, and they're talking about the NFL.
This is
monumental
crazy.
Blockbuster trade. So many people are telling Cole, we're sorry for your loss. and you know what? On top of that, we might have got the best Tolo name that's a part of our wire-to-wire upset picks challenge. A pick comes in from Andrea, I'm smarter than my husband, Barrett.
Oh, that's so
She's
good.
She's taking Northwestern plus 4.5 against Tulane.
That's a great name, Diesel. That
I
is
love
a great
it.
Name. So we're going to get to the phone lines. Mac the Knife's on hold, but I'll say this. Micah Parsons, number one. My thoughts, 20 minutes after it happened. Micah Parsons is one of the best players defensively on planet Earth. There's no doubt. One of the best. Like, he is one of the absolute best. And I, as a Cowboys fan, am just gutted, Diesel, that he's not on my team anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I hope and pray those first two round picks pan out.
They better both pan out.
I mean, both of them for the Dallas Cowboys. So that's where I am, number one. I'm just absolutely floored by this news. Number two, Micah Parsons' back tightness will go away in 2 days. I'm telling you it will. Watch. There will be no, all of a sudden my back tightness is gone.
It's amazing what $100 million can do for a little back tightness.
Number three, the Packers got an incredibly good player for a lot of money. I think that when you look at the Packers right now with Jordan Love, this is a trade, Diesel. And I look at this and I think, man, they're a Super Bowl contender now.
Wow.
I mean, they were already so close. 2 years ago, they ran roughshod on my Cowboys in the playoffs, just kicked us out of our own building. And now Micah Parsons and Green Bay, Micah Parsons and Green Bay Diesel, in my mind, like I said, they're a Super Bowl contender in the NFC. My Cowboys, as far as they're concerned, a week from now, you're going to get beat by the Eagles to open the season, and you no longer have that piece on defense that was your Swiss Army knife that could play both, you know, linebacker and D-line.
These are some excerpts, and you can find the statement in full at Adam Schefter on Twitter. Skipping over the first little bit, this is from Micah Parsons. Okay. Quote, "I never wanted this chapter to end, but not everything was in my control. My heart has always been here, and it still is. Through it all, I never made any demands. I never asked for anything more than fairness. I only asked that the person I trust to negotiate my contract be a part of the process. This is a sad day, but not a bitter one. I'll never forget the joy of draft night, the adrenaline of running out of the tunnel, or the brotherhood I shared with my teammates, coaches, and the staff who prepared me for every single game. Those memories are mine forever. North Texas will continue to be my home in the offseason. I'll still be here giving back to the community that gave me so much, and no matter where the next chapter takes me, the bonds we built will never be broken. Thank you, Cowboys Nation, for every cheer, every moment, and every ounce of love you showed me. Wearing the star has been the honor of my life. With gratitude and love, number 11.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care about it. Like, you laughed. Wow. We're done with you. You know, we're done with
you.
So no, I don't care, Micah. It's great. You loved it. No, you're gone. You're dead to me. I hope you never record another sack in the history of your career. I hope you just absolutely fall off. Not injury-wise, but I hope you never record another sack. I hope you're a bust in Green Bay. And I know business is business, but I'm upset. Let's go to the phone lines. Mac the Knife wants to chime in. 844-326-3663. Mac the Knife, what are your thoughts on this?
What's up, Cole Diesel? How y'all doing
good
today?
Hey, Mac.
First of all, I'm going to go ahead and get you a transition into NCAA football, all right?
Okay.
So this is how I'm going to do it, though. First of all, thank you, Micah Parsons, as your local Falcon fan, Rise Up Nation. We're going to say thank you. Go ahead and go over to Green Bay. That's okay. We got to see you once a year. But it's all right. Come on, and we'll play you. We play you down in Atlanta this year, so come on down there, Micah. It's all right. To the rest of the Cowgirl, the Cowboy Nation, you lost a good one, okay? And that's all right. That's all right. Moving on, all right? I'm going to go ahead and declare that I'm winning, all right? Number two, that pool we're playing for the NCAA, the NFL, all right? We're making sure right now I'm winning that fantasy football league, all right?
Oh.
There you go. I'm going to go ahead and lay the gauntlet down and go ahead and talk that smack, all right?
What then league are you transition. In? League one, two, or
I'm
three?
I'm in pool two.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Pull two. I got it. I got you.
Hey, Mac the Knife, have you gotten a sure upset pick yet?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to put mine in as soon as we get off the phone.
Okay. Awesome.
Because I'm in there as well. All right. Okay. I'm not going to put mine out because I don't want anybody to know quite yet. All right. I'm finishing my analysis.
Well, like everybody's going to jump on your pick,
Mac
the Knife?
I'm going to go ahead and say go Dawgs. Because we're playing this Saturday, and, hey, NCAA football is here. That's all I got to say. All right, go ahead and turn on your TVs right now. Football is in here week one. Let's go, Dawgs.
I'll tell you what, man, our Tolos have been
great
fired
call, Mac,
up
tonight.
Today. Thanks, Mac.
Good stuff.
Dale, Tom, all of them. Been so fired up. excited. And I'll tell you what, man, before, you know, 5 p.m. today, I was as fired up as anybody. I mean, Boise State, are you kidding me? I don't know why I'm excited about Boise State tonight, but I am, or I was. And Diesel, I will say, to Mac the Knife's point, before we run the break here in about 5 minutes, I do believe, yes, I am upset, but I do believe Micah Parsons ultimately wanted long-term security. And I do believe ultimately what he wasn't getting from Jerry was that long-term security. I don't know what happened in the negotiation process for this thing to fall flat on its face like it did. But I heard Jerry – we played the audio.
Yeah.
I heard Jerry Jones tell Stephen A. Smith, and I don't know if he's lying or if he's telling the truth. He said, look, if it was me and Micah, we'd have the deal done. However, because of this agent, we don't have the deal done. So maybe Jerry Jones is past his time when it comes to making deals. Maybe that's what it
is. Well, from the statement, if you combine the statement that I just read and Jerry Jones's comments, Jerry wanted to deal with Micah directly. Micah wanted his agent to be involved in the negotiation. And Jerry said, no, I'm dealing with you directly. So Micah said, you know what? I'm out. I'm not going to be a part of this.
And he's out.
Mac the Knife, you got some pushback from Scotty from BMW, who is in your league, otherwise known as Waffle House Hero. He says he's going to kick your butt. Let's see. Shane Barrett, Newsbreaker on the stream, says, bring it on, Mac the Knife. So you got two guys to fight against. And let's see. Who was it? This texter got in early. This comes from E. Willie. E. Willie is taking Cincinnati +6.5 against Nebraska. That game is going to kick off tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern.
I'll say this, Diesel. If I'm Jerry Jones and the Green Bay Packers call me and I have a player like Micah Parsons that's not happy and they offer me two first-round picks, and I'm reading an article right now on NFL.com, an exchange is what I'm reading, an exchange for a compensation package of two first-round draft picks and three-time Pro Bowler Kenny Clark. So you get Kenny Clark and two first-round draft picks. I'm still trying to read and find out when the years of the draft picks are. So, Tolos, if you have that information or have seen that already, let us know. I'm still reading all this article or reading all these articles right now on the details of this. Again, Micah Parsons did get the $188 million deal with, listen to this, $136 million guaranteed, Diesel, that will make him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history.
Wow.
Every year, he will be bringing home, well, not bringing, he will be making $47 million a year as the non-quarterback, the highest one ever. I will say, if I'm Jerry Jones and they came to me, two first-round picks is very attractive. But I would have wanted somebody, Diesel, that it was a little bit higher caliber of player from Green Bay.
I would have wanted some conditional top 10 picks.
Yeah,
I think that's worth two top 10 picks. I know you really don't make deals like that, but man,
still, man,
to say you got to give me two top 10s sometime in the next 5 years.
I am still
that's
a little lost
up
for words. And you gave up again. So you gave up Micah Parsons, a proven player, for draft picks who. You just don't know, man. And those two first-rounders, could they pan out? Could they be big? Yeah, you're going to get two good players, hopefully, on rookie deals. It'll be good for your franchise for, 3 to 4 years on that rookie deal. But, man, the Green Bay Packers, they hit the home run on this one. They got a really good player. I will say this. The only thing to keep an eye on is from the Green Bay perspective, Diesel, watching how Micah Parsons now ties up their salary cap.
Yeah.
I don't know if that'll be an issue or not, but you do have Jordan Love, a really good quarterback, on your roster who's still young. You now have Micah Parsons, the highest paid non-quarterback in the league, on your defense. I still think the Packers are going to make the most of it, but let's think 3-4 years from now if we see repercussions from this deal because the Packers were willing to pay him so much.
Are the Packers going to have to force Jordan Love to take less? Or are they going to try to force Jordan Love to take less so they can afford to pay Micah?
I'd hope not, right? Because I love Jordan Love. I love Jordan Love. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks, best up-and-coming quarterbacks in the league. He's special. So to put a bow on it, before we run to a break, I'm devastated as a Cowboys fan. I know other Cowboy fans listening in the upstate probably feel the same way. There's really no part of me right now that's content with any part of the deal at all whatsoever. Again, I'm trying to find the positives of this deal, Diesel, but so far I just haven't. You lost your best player on your football team. So maybe the positives will come out of this later, but right now there are no positives. This is an absolute disgrace, smack in the face from Jerry Jones to every single Dallas Cowboy fan out there. And I hope and pray that Jerry's no longer the owner of this team very, very soon. It's miserable. It is miserable. But the misery, it's continuing.
Tole's going to be walking around the rest of the day with a black cloud just raining down just on you. And if you see somebody with their head hung low, ask them if they're a Dallas Cowboy fan. They might have been doing that before anyway.
You might be right on that. But golly, it's got to be worse today, man.
Dan B. pointing out that Shane Barrett and his wife Andrea, we have some Tolo-on-Tolo violence in Andrea's I'm Smarter Than My Husband Barrett name for her picks in the Upset Picks Challenge. We'll see how that plays out by the end of the year. Now you got to back it up, Andrea Barrett. If you can't beat him, then we got to publicly shame you.
That's right.
That's what we're gonna have to do.
And Diesel,
I know we got Dan and Just Jess with a little bit of husband and wife Tolo on Tolo violence as well. There might be some more husband and wife Tolos playing.
That. Yeah. We need more husband and wives playing the Upset Picks Challenge.
Husbands and wives.
Husbands and wives playing the Upset Picks. By the way, Tolos, football for week one has officially kicked off. Boise State and South Florida are underway. Boise State's gashing them right now. 11:15 to go, and we have football back. All is right with the world, kind of, except for us Cowboy fans.
When we come back, Cole, we just had the engagement heard around the world a few days ago. Travis and Taylor Swift are married, and I'm just going to go ahead and start calling him Travis Swift at this point. But the question is, do we think Travis Kelce is going to get to party hardy at a strip club, or is Taylor Swift going to block that and say, nah, bro, you're not partying with naked ladies when you're with me? We'll talk about it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.